What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Jeff in Missouri. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, thank you very much for your call. I've never called before, but I would like to make two points. One about the illegal immigration, the people coming across, and how they're granted a certain legal status in the courts, yet they get welfare and all of that. I'm always one who is searching for historical precedents, and I'm a blind listener, and I have some children that I homeschool, so I read a lot of literature, audio, and then they do the paper and ink text. And I was reading To Kill a Mockingbird recently, and I was stunned by the stunt. It has nothing to do with race. If you can put the racial aspect aside and look deeper into what this author was getting at, there were people who came into the public schools and said, I will have nothing to do with you people. I will never obey you. I will have nothing to do with you. They went out and collected relief. They went out and collected all of the holiday goodness that people would bestow upon them, their food, their clothes, everything was provided for them, and they would raise up and say, we will have nothing to do with you. I will never obey you. They were the outlaws. Now, they went into court with equal status and raised false accusations and everything. So the fact that people would renounce the entire system of this country by crossing the borders and coming in and then getting welfare and having equal legal status, that's what Mockingbird was all about. So this is not new. It's extremely important to understand that. Now, as far as I see it, the legal system has been screwed up for a long time. Now, I want to make one closing comment. I know you're not a Christian. You're more of a secularist, and I will appreciate that because you've got a great program and you do have a lot of discernment. But I read the Bible with my children. We do the 1611 King James, and I've got a four-year-old, a 10 or 11, and we'll read a chapter, and I'll say, well, what'd you hear? My little daughter will say, well, I heard about camels. Well, I knew she was listening. That's all I care. I don't enforce any doctrine upon anybody. And my other children will read, and they'll say, well, I heard about this guy killed this guy, whatever the case might be. But after we went through Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the Moses books, right?
Yes.
You know that much. I know you do. There was one thing that was a crash in the head aspect about Moses and the law was one thing. Everybody shall be under the same law. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're white, black, green, purple, it doesn't matter. Repeated constantly by Moses was, there shall be one law for the stranger, there shall be one law for the homeborn, there shall be one law for the poor, and there shall be one law for the rich. I say Moses was on target. And whatever indignities we feel about, whether it be Clinton flying off to Love Islands or with children or whatever, the congressman not being under Social Security, we have a multiplicity of different laws, different people are under different laws. And that's what is clotting up within our hearts. We are so knotted up because there is not an equal standard for all people. And I think that the Mosaic injunction that all shall be under the same law is what we need to get back. And it really doesn't matter. Suppose we're all under Islamic law and we're all a bunch of sultans. Well, I can take your daughters and you can take mine. Well, it just won't work, you know. We must have the same standard for all, and all hold all, everyone, to the same standard. Hey, thanks for letting me vent.
Well, you're welcome, and I agree with you that there should be just one standard of law for the entire country, which is what the Founding Fathers intended. But over time, and this happens in a lot of countries besides the United States of America, you will find that the wealthy basically finagle ways where they can get away with things that ordinary people cannot. And we saw that with the Clintons. We saw it with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, but like I said, this has been going on for a long time. If you read To Kill a Mockingbird very carefully, you will see that there were subcultures that the legal system embraced. If they don't believe in our laws or embrace our laws, then they are exonerated from them. The only people who are under our laws are those who have obeyed it. It's really weird. Our legal system is so crazy, and it's been that way for a long time. It needs to be. We need to take a really close look and realize we are going to enforce one standard on everybody, and that's the end of it. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you can talk or whether you can't, the standard is going to be the same for everybody. And yeah, you can say, well, the rich have finagled the system and on and out. Basically, what they've done then is what, bought off the judges, is what you're trying to say? You know.
Well, no. They buy off the judges or the prosecutors or other interested parties come on in and say there's too much money involved in this individual. I mean, I saw this out in Hollywood where some people got away with some very serious crimes, but they were stars in major shows. And the studios would go in and say, look, there's a lot of money on the line here. If this person goes to jail, we're going to lose a lot of money. There's going to be a decline in tax revenues. And so we got to work something out here.
Right, right. I understand you've probably seen that. And I think that goes on all the time. But it's gone on for a long time. But anyway, you've allowed me to make my point, and I appreciate the time you gave me. So I'm going to let you go, Mike, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, concerning Donald Trump, listen, when I elected him, I wanted a leader, not a tweeter. Understand what I'm saying? I'm not impressed.
I love
by
that. I love that phrase.
That's what I voted for. I wanted legislation. That's how we win. I wanted a balanced budget. Remember when he promised he would balance the budget? And then as soon as he gets in there and a budget came to him, he voted and approved and did not veto and went along with the Democrats and passed deficit spending. So that is not winning. We're not winning by his tweets. We're not getting anything other than a little theater, some funny jokes, a belly laugh, supposedly laughing at our political enemies. But like they used to say in the 80s during that campaign, I think it was in the Wendy's commercial, where's the beef? What has he delivered? What campaign promises?
Exactly.
Followed through. And by the way, maybe the way to get legislation through is not to insult everyone and try to work within the Republican Party and try to unify them to get legislation through. Maybe go to districts where you want to topple a congressman and put in a more conservative or more fiscally responsible conservative and go to those districts and hold those rallies there. How about using the bully pulpit and the veto pen? Right? How about working behind the scenes and whatever kind of deals you have to make to just win over a few more senators or congressmen to get your legislation through, maybe wall spending? Right? Maybe working with lawyers to find out, you know, maybe he can use the I think it's called the McCarran-Walter Act of 1953 to close all immigration because he's the executive branch, and the Constitution allows him, according to that act of the 1950s. I think it's called the McCarran-Walter Act.
Yes.
So I'm not impressed with tweeting. He's not doing anything for us. We want the meat and the potatoes. We want the delivery. That's winning. That's the definition of winning, not a tweet. And
I don't even follow Trump's tweets anymore. I get sick and tired of them.
And one last thing before I go, Michael, is because the anniversary of the Apollo landing is coming up this week, I was wondering if you could dedicate like an hour of your show to taking on the moon landing debunkers.
I imagine we're probably going to get a flood of phone calls about from people who think the Apollo landings were faked. And I don't know that I want to dedicate an hour to that. And I may take a few phone calls and then close the lines on that issue because I'm tired of having to make the same arguments over and over again. I worked on Apollo 12 post mission. I'm absolutely convinced the missions were real. And on the 20th, we're definitely going to give Apollo a little bit of honor, if you will.
But that's a Saturday, unfortunately. So.
Well, we're going to do it on Friday.
Yeah. Okay, good, because I'd like to hear people about it, and I'd like to hear some of the people who so-called truthers, just to let them think it through. I also definitely believe they landed on the moon, and I just would like to hear that group of people, like, just basically educated on how it's totally reasonable to believe they went to the moon and did, obviously.
Well, there's a lot of really good documentaries that are on right now about going to the moon and how difficult it was and the problems that they faced and how the Fisher Space Pen Company actually lied about it being their pen that got Apollo 11 off the moon, when it was actually a felt tip marker. So there's a lot of information out there right now.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Is alien dialectic?
Okay.
Are you aware or knowledgeable about the Hegelian dialectic?
I'm well aware of the Hegelian dialectic.
Okay, I'm going to be a naughty person, un-American. I'm not going to vote in the presidential election. I didn't in 16, and I'm not going to do it in 20. But I'll tell you who's going to get elected.
Okay. Give us your prognostication.
Trump. And not a damn thing will change. You know, for 3 years I hear the same thing, talking about Trump and talking about the liberal Democrats. The Democrats were putting Trump for a second term. The biggest ass that he has. And you know, I've called in 4 times on this subject in about 2 months or so. Okay, I went out on a limb. Trump will win the election. We're being played. And people, Jesus, don't understand. It just goes right over the head. Well, Trump does this, and Trump don't do this. And the Democrats do this. 3 years of this puke. Hegelian dialectic. Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Fred. We're going to let you go. And that isn't the exact application of the Hegelian dialectic, which is where you create a crisis and then you offer to sell a solution to it. Trump right now, I mean, he's certainly giving us the crisis, but he hasn't really offered a solution. I'm not as sanguine as Fred was about Trump's chances for re-election. Trump has basically turned his back on those who supported him in 2016, like Julian Assange, like the independent media. We're not going to get all fired up for him in 2020. The only way I'll get fired up for Trump in 2020 is if Hillary steps back on in. If Hillary doesn't step back on in, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to just kick on back and say my attitude is I'm not going to vote because it just seems to encourage the bastards. All right, apparently another American tourist has died suspiciously in the Dominican Republic. Apparently this was a man from Georgia. And he was drinking a soda, and he made the comment it didn't taste right shortly before he went into convulsions and died. So I think at this point, they're dealing with a serial killer. For some reason, the killer is targeting tourists at their tourist resorts. And the Dominican Republic police had better, you know, deal with this and get it solved, or their tourism industry is going to be in the Al-Qaeda. All right, over in San Francisco, the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Pierce, Bainbridge, Beck Price, and Hecht LLP have filed a class action suit on behalf of AT&T customers in California to stop the telecom giant and two data location aggregators from allowing numerous entities, including bounty hunters, car dealerships, landlords, and stalkers, to access wireless customers' real-time location without authorization. Now, obviously, the bounty hunters want the location so they can grab these people who have skipped on their bail. The car dealerships want to track your location if you've bought your car on credit and you've missed a few payments. Now, I agree, there's no reason for landlords to know your location in real time, and certainly not for stalkers. So, apparently, an investigation by Motherboard earlier this year revealed that any cell phone user's precise real-time location can be bought for just $300. Hey, it's my location. I should get a piece of that, right? All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Jason in Grand Rapids. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in and talk about online censorship. I think you guys have talked about how, like, Google and YouTube have been censoring a lot of the small content creators on there who are sort of alternatives to the mainstream media.
Yes.
So I was wondering, like, for example, like, a lot of them have been moving over to new platforms like BitChute because of that. And so I think you guys recommended, like, one alternative platform was VK, right?
Yes.
But so I like, people recommend, I think, VK and Brighteon, but I went on their websites and I was reading through their policies, and they say that they censor for similar things as, like, YouTube, like, I suppose, hate speech or something like that. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think censoring hate speech, I mean, it's a very gray area because it's subjective what constitutes hate speech. But Brighteon so far has a reputation for not censoring conservatives, and that really is a very important aspect.
But should, I mean, doesn't it seem like BitChute is better in that regard because, like, they don't, they don't care what your view is. They just allow anyone to speak there, whereas, like, Brighteon, it seems like they're trying to make, like, a conservative website. You know what I'm saying?
Well, BitChute, again, it's a very good site, and you're right. They're not censoring at this point.
But I mean, like, isn't it important to create a website where anyone can speak freely instead of just a website where conservatives can speak freely?
Well, I think BitChute isn't censoring liberals.
Right. And so this is my point, is, like, I don't understand why people would promote Brighteon as opposed to BitChute, is what I'm getting at.
Well, okay, Jason, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home
And out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting is stand here with our little collection played out in front of you, asking for your support to keep us on the air, keep us broadcasting, keep us reaching out with the truth to the American people. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 7664. The phone number where you can send a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. All right, getting on back into some of this computer stuff here. The FBI is now 99% certain that at least 5 foreign agencies hacked into Hillary Clinton's private email server. Now, remember other hacker, Guccifer, claimed that when he had broken into her server, and that it was relatively easy to do, he saw at least 10 foreign IPs logged in, pouring through the files. But the FBI is now saying to the best of their knowledge, apparently they're looking at the server, at least five foreign agencies hacked into Hillary's server. Now, that represents five violations of Title VIII of placing classified information where it could be discovered by people not entitled to read it. And intent is not required, just negligence. So Hillary should have been charged, and she can still be charged. She's never had her day in court. Double jeopardy does not apply. I just got an email from somebody about VK. The last caller was being ambiguous. VK is basically Facebook in Russia, and they may have speech, hate speech provisions. But Brighteon is run by Mike Adams and does not censor hate speech. There was one incident when the New Zealand shooting occurred when the CDN Brighteon users demanded Brighteon remove all copies of the New Zealand shooter's video or else it would deplatform Brighteon. So Brighteon was forced to implement limited censorship of certain extremely violent videos, but it simultaneously announced it was responding to that threat from its CDN by beginning work on its own CDN. So in the near future, it would be able to allow unlimited free speech. So that's an update on what's going on over at Brighteon. Yeah, I remember that New Zealand shooting and how New Zealand was like imposing major jail time on anybody who had a copy of that video. Kind of makes you wonder what's in that video that they didn't want you to see. Probably indications that it was all a fake, all a fraud, another false flag here. Okay, story coming out of the Daily Mail. Driverless cars pose a significant safety risk because complacent humans are too busy on their phones, reading, or sleeping to take over in an emergency. Now, I would never have a driverless car. I want to be in control of the vehicle. I don't even like traction control. But I can see what the problem here is. You're letting the car drive itself. You're looking at your phone, or you're reading, or worse, sleeping. I mean, that is just stupid. And all of a sudden, an emergency happens. You have to look up and figure out what's going on first before you can take back control of the car and handle the emergency. There's a latency time problem there. It could take you 3-4 seconds to figure out what the heck is going on. So driverless cars, like so many other things, like facial recognition, was put out there before it's really ready. And when it's perfect, I might look at it, but it's not perfect. This idea that there are circumstances under which you're going to have to basically snap to, figure out what's going on, and take back control of the car, I just as soon have control of the car all along. Call me a Luddite, but I just as soon have control of the car all along. Okay, apparently over at the Pentagon, they're dealing with a major problem of child porn being shared on government computers. Hundreds of employees are implicated. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah,
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I want to coin these women that are causing all this trouble, the Fab Four.
Yes.
I think this is a good distraction from the Trump-Epstein snafu. I see Trump and Epstein together in different pictures when they're out on the town, but I don't see any pictures of Epstein and Bill Clinton. And I don't see any evidence so far of these manifests on airplanes with Bill Clinton's name on it. I like evidence. But I do see Trump and Epstein. And I think these Fab Four have been put in very cleverly by organized Jewish groups. These women do not come to power and get this kind of fame and fortune without this kind of help. This, remember, the media in Washington is a Jewish business. And in the words of Papa Bush, this was back in 1990, he said there was 1,000 Jewish lobbyists on Capitol Hill, and that was back in 1990. So this is not an organic growth of power in Congress. They have their reasons. I can't tell you exactly what they're up to. Just remember when Jeff Sessions took the job as Attorney General, they put in I think they replaced him with the opposite party. They were going to put in that judge, but he was bumped out by a Democrat, I think. So they've got their reasons for what they're doing here, but don't think this is some type of organic growth of power. And I just want you to thank you for taking my call.
Well, it's certainly entirely possible that the media is focusing on Trump's tweet and these four congresswomen so that they don't have to report on Jeff Epstein. Supposedly, we're going to find out in another couple of days whether he makes bail or not. And my gut is telling me that they may actually let him out on bail, at which point he's going to disappear and we'll never see him again. So, yeah, the news is always managed. They basically sit down and say, what do we not want the American people thinking about? And so what can we throw at them, as bread and circuses? And certainly things like, the pending war in Iran, they don't want Americans thinking about that because Americans are opposed to it. They don't want Americans thinking about the wars that are going on in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan and Libya and Yemen. So, we're seeing a lot of focus on this political infighting. And apparently, there was a major kerfuffle with Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives, where she basically walked off the floor, which is a violation of the House rules, and the House voted to strike her comments on Trump from the record. So it's getting intense there. It's getting very intense. Now, there are very strict rules in the Congress, and they go back to a time where there was this ugly incident where one member of Congress went after another one with his walking stick and just beat on him. And since then, that's why our Congress is so much more sedate than you see over in Parliament in Great Britain. Anyway, as we were talking before, hundreds of Pentagon employees have been implicated in this huge scandal for sharing of child porn on Pentagon PCs. Now, you own those PCs, you paid for them, and I'm sure you're not happy they're being used for this kind of a purpose. But again, where is this obsession with child porn coming from? And are these Pentagon employees, are they all perverts? Well, I mean, they're all basically in favor of war. That's why they're there at the Pentagon. But that's pretty disgusting, pretty slimy here. Okay, over in the European Union, they have their own version of GPS. It's called Galileo. And apparently, 24 of the 26 satellites powering the European GPS went down for 4 days in what was called a mysterious outage. And we were seeing all these stories about, oh, it's Russian hackers, blah, 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 blah. But apparently, they've now basically identified the issue, saying it was a technical incident that put Europe's satellite navigation fully offline since Friday, with most of the satellites powering the Galileo system broken. Now, Europe's Galileo system was built to replace or bypass the U.S. GPS system, but during the outage, users were automatically switched back to the U.S. system. And the Global Navigation Satellite Systems Agency said in a statement on Sunday that a technical incident related to its ground infrastructure had caused the problem. So apparently they're getting that back online. Over the last few days, you've probably been hearing about this call for a million people to storm Area 51 out in the Nevada desert and see them aliens. And the Air Force has taken this very seriously, and they've issued a warning. saying Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. This from Air Force spokeswoman Laura McAndrews. McAndrews declined to comment further on the military's plans in the event that people do flock to the area. Well, as it turns out, this was all a joke. And over on the Storm Area 51 Facebook page, the person there basically added a post saying, "Hello, U.S. government. This is a joke, and I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan. I just thought it would be funny and get me some thumbs uppies on the internet." So, anyway, Area 51 is top secret. It's where they do a lot of testing of newly developed aircraft, like, the SR-71 was tested out there. They had a crash. The F-117 was tested out there. And they basically pushed the idea of UFOs in the region, so that if you do see one of these new aircraft whiz by overhead, you'll run into town and say, "I just saw an alien spaceship," and everybody will ignore you, and they won't be paying attention to those hangars out there in the middle of the desert. But that's all Area 51 is. It's a testing area. And the only reason it's publicly known at all is there was a lawsuit for wrongful death where a worker was exposed to some very toxic chemicals and died, and his family sued. And that actually made Area 51 public in a court of law. Somebody picked up on it, wrote an article about it. Russian satellite photos were then published showing Area 51. But there's a lot of stuff out there in the desert, and it's not just Area 51. In fact, you can take Google Earth and go on out there and just take a look around there. And there's a lot of these little work areas and airfields that are out there in the middle of the desert, of which Area 51 is the largest and the most busy. Okay. Over at CNN, they've published this unbelievably brazen and dishonest smear piece on Julian Assange. And this is the most egregious article of its kind since the notoriously bogus Assange Manafort report by The Guardian last year. It contains none of the exclusive documents which it claimed substantiated smears, relying solely on vague assertions and easily debunked lies to paint the WikiLeaks founder in a negative light. So, right now, CNN's ratings are continuing to decline. In fact, right now, there are more prostitutes in the United States than there are CNN viewers. Whether the prostitutes are watching CNN is another matter entirely. Okay. Over at the University of Miami, left-wing students were encouraged to sign a petition to change the Hurricanes mascot at the U of Miami because it's offensive to those hurt by hurricanes. Now, as it turns out, the petition was fake, wasn't turned on in, but they just wanted to see how many left-wing students would actually fall for it. And apparently, quite a few did. We can't have a world in which we get rid of everything that offends anybody because there are too many people walking around whose entire self-worth is based on being offended by something. You just can't do that. You can't have freedom of speech and an offensive-free environment. The two don't go together. We have to go back to a world where we have freedom of speech, and if somebody's offended, you say, "Okay, be offended. I don't care." Why is being offended such a bad thing? All righty. Over in the world of filmmaking, they're getting ready to release a new 007 movie. And apparently, because of political correctness, the next actor to portray 007 will be a black female actress. Now, Ian Fleming based the original 007 books on a real-life spy, Forrest Tommy Yeo Thomas, and he was one of Great Britain's greatest secret agents during World War II. His code name was White Rabbit. He was parachuted into occupied France three times, after one mission reporting back directly to Winston Churchill. Was captured and tortured by the Gestapo, was taken to Buchenwald, but managed to escape and reach the Allied lines. Now, Bond appeared in 12 novels and 9 short stories by Fleming, as well as a lot of continuation novels, 26 movies. And now that we're consumed with political correctness, the next actor to play James Bond 007 is black actress Lashana Lynch. Now, Daniel Craig is going to make an appearance in this movie, supposedly pulled out of retirement as an advisor to help teach the new 007 the ropes, as it were. But my gut is telling me this is going to fail as badly as the feminized Ghostbusters did. Because the audience is used to a white male James Bond. Okay, out in California, do you remember this massive lawsuit against Monsanto? And it resulted in this gigantic fine against Monsanto, millions in punitive damages. The judge in that case reduced the payment to $80 million in punitive damages, and now another judge has reduced it further to $25 million. And Judge Vince Chabria said he was required to diminish the punitive damages because it went beyond constitutional limits set by the U.S. Supreme Court. And according to him, the higher award was constitutionally impermissible because it was nearly 15 times the compensatory damages award. However, he added that Monsanto deserves to be punished. He wrote in the ruling that the evidence presented at trial about Monsanto's behavior betrayed a lack of concern about the risk that its product could be carcinogenic. Well, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Historian Matt Simpson, the man behind the Ancient Architect YouTube channel, has recently announced another discovery related to the famous Egyptian monument known as the Great Sphinx of Giza and the mysteries that might be lurking beneath it. He's basically postulated there is a secret chamber hidden behind the Sphinx's back door, and he's saying that the shaft accessible from the Sphinx's hindquarters leads to a chamber of natural origins that was worked by man and once served as resting place for a body. In one of his recent videos, Simpson pointed at the existence of what appears to be a burial chamber concealed underneath the Sphinx and accessible via a long vertical shaft with the entrance located in the back of the monument where its hip connects to the body. Now, what's really interesting about this is back when we were working on Stargate, we were hearing the same story about this hidden chamber in the Sphinx. So, there's a lot of interesting stories come out synchronized with movies. When the first Jurassic Park came out, it was all over the media. There was a discovery of a new species of raptor that was the same size as the ones portrayed in the movie, which were much larger than the raptors in the fossil record. And this new raptor supposedly was named the Spielbergosaur. And the story came and went. We never heard anything about it. Okay, we got to take another break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's an interesting article over at Smithsonian Mag. And it is continuing the backlash against Netanyahu's claim that recent DNA research proves the Palestinians originated in southern Europe and that therefore they have no connection to the land. and he's drawing a lot of criticism for that, both because the original research was very sloppy and insufficient to make such a sweeping generalization, and some other things that he basically said. And this new research had nothing to say about the genetic history of Jews or Palestinians or the connection these modern populations have to the land. And supposedly, a lot of people think the word Palestinian comes Philistine, but Palestinians are not thought of as the descendants of the Philistines. It appears that Netanyahu was using this unrelated point to launch his argument. And Michael Press, an independent scholar who studies the representations of archaeology in Israel and the Palestinian territory, says, to me it seemed like it just provided another opportunity, even if tangential, to take a swipe at the Palestinians. And it's hard to blame the author, said Netanyahu's use of the study really was a non sequitur. The authors of the study did not wish to comment, but apparently are now preparing a formal response to Netanyahu's statement. Now, Israel has a long history of trying to use archaeology and other sciences to justify its possession of the lands of Israel. And a lot of it is very questionable. When you look at Masada, where there's this story about this band of Jews who, you know, basically fought to the last man against an invading army. But if you look at the actual archaeological evidence, a lot of those bodies were buried with pig bones, which is something that Romans would do. But certainly Jews would not. And then there was that gentleman, Oded Galan, who forged a temple staff, a pomegranate temple staff, and the Jehoash tablet, both of which were claimed to prove the existence of the first and second temples. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. I'm going to try and get rid of these hiccups, and I'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.